I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria's believers are suffering deadly attacks by Fulani militants and Boko Haram, in addition to a failing economy. How much longer? Gideon Paramalam serves with the Paramalam Peace Foundation and also as a leadership development catalyst in the Lausanne movement.
The discouragement is not even coming from the prosecution per se. The discouragement is coming more from leaders who need to get together to craft a response that's biblical. That's not coming.
This lack of collaboration has frustrated younger Christian leaders. On top of that, displaced believers lack resources to live. Pray that Christians will respond biblically to persecution.
Listen to the story of what's happening in some of these places, because if you don't hear, you don't know. You won't know how to bring the needed support in terms of collaboration.
And in 2011, northeastern Japan survived the infamous triple disaster. A massive earthquake triggered a tsunami and a meltdown at a nuclear power plant. The three disasters left a devastating mark on Japan. Joshua Hari of A3 says the triple disaster called the church into compassionate action.
After the disaster happened, God's always, teaching us how to collaborate as a body of Christ in Japan.
The goal is not only to grow the church, but to show Japan where to find eternal hope. Hari, A3, and the rest of the church in Japan are asking for the support of the global body of believers.
Please pray for us that the wisdom, God's guidance towards the next step for the collaboration.
If you want to offer collaboration or want more specific ways to pray, we'll connect you with A3 at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.